Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Is it me you're looking for, Jesus?
I feel like I have to slam this margarita. I can see
it. Why?
Because I want to.
I feel like I'm being told by a higher power that I just gotta fucking chug this as fast as possible.
I don't want to keep setting it down on the table because it's gonna be loud, and also I'm gonna be sipping like. So I feel like I just gotta chug
just
it.
Just a slide whistle for a straw. Just...
A few moments later.
You're just so focused on your margarita.
I'm trying not to spill it. Also,
I wouldn't know what that's like.
The foam, when you twirl it and it starts to settle, it looks like a galaxy.
Oh, so this so isn't neat. Your first drink of the night?
That looks like a unfortunately, it is. I should be much more drunk than I am to deal with somebody's bullshit.
A few moments later.
Like, how are you so rad sometimes and then you're just a fucking... literal walking fucking
piece of shit
trial trash pile.
Last I heard, I was the man who made you motherfuckers perfecto margaritas.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for round number two. So, Joshua, the way the podcast studio is set up, I can't get out of here. Once I'm in, I'm stuck in here.
We're switching sides.
I've locked in.
I can't keep.
I gotta keep my arms and legs in the ride at all times, baby.
I'm racking the brain for a pun between amusement parks, margaritas, podcast.
Oh, what if it was like, I don't know, like an amusement park called like a Margaritaville or something?
Calculating. You got this.
I'm stuck. My brain is stuck on Cedar Point.
Honestly, it all checks out, man. Margaritas.
I mean, shit, dude. Part. I didn't mean to lock you in with your arms down at Cedar 1.5 ounces.
Shut the fuck up. Can you please go get me more margarita?
Hello, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
I wasn't ready. My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies. The only place on the internet where we corroborate, we commemorate, we...
Commiserate.
We conglomerate funny stories on the internet. We laugh, we sing, and most importantly... On three, one, two, three,
we judge.
All right. How you guys doing? How's the margs tonight?
The margs are fucking good, dude.
They're freaking going down like freaking margs.
Other than this brain freeze I got, golden, boy. Or silver, because it was silver tequila.
Mm-hmm.
We're silver, boy.
It's really sad that the best a margarita could be is silver medal. The best it could be is second place. Yeah, again, don't want to toot my own horn, but they are pretty fucking good.
What was the occasion for margaritas tonight?
I wanted them.
That's good enough for
you. I haven't had a margarita in a long time.
It's true.
I feel like margaritas I like them more in the winter.
Okay.
It's very weird. They don't seem like a very wintry drink.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, anything that's like limey automatically seems like summery.
Sure.
For me, that's like for food. But in the summer, I like to drink light beer.
I like a freaking brewski with the boys.
I like light beer in the summer.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because you're like out sweating and doing shit. But in the winter is when I drink a lot of like
liquor,
fruity mixed drinks, and like IPAs, like heavy, gross, bitter beer. And then every now and then, margaritas to cleanse the palate.
No hot toddies.
What's a hot toddy?
I don't know. I think it's like
then no.
It's like tea or something, isn't it, with liquor in it?
Maybe. I mean,
I'll Google it.
I mean, there's the Tottenham Hotspurs. So maybe it's tea with liquor in it.
It's a football club.
They like tea.
The Tottenham Hotspurs, bruv. They're out here kicking balls, scoring goals.
Chucking bombs and fucking moms, mate.
They're doing the British equivalent of chucking bombs and fucking moms.
Crossing balls and...
Crossing balls with your dad.
A hot toddy is a mixed drink made of liquor and water with honey, herbs, and spices, often served hot.
That sounds bad. Yeah, so you talk about like crossing swords when you pee with another man.
Yeah.
Do you ever cross hilts where your balls cross but the streams don't?
That's a good question. Well, here's the thing. You'd almost have to be in like one of those like athletic stadiums where you have just like a piss trough.
Yeah, a toilet
wouldn't be a big enough bowl to have your balls crossed, but also be able to pee in the same bowl, I feel like.
You know, Erica,
I
mean? do women know of piss troughs?
I mean, I know of piss troughs.
If there's a listener out there that doesn't know about piss troughs, it really speaks miles to, one, what society expects of men, and two, what men expect from society. Not only are we just supplied troughs to piss in and expected to piss in them, but we do. We just piss in a fucking trough. And there's ice in it.
I was going to say,
literally what I was just
throw the ice in it, boys.
Why is there ice?
Because cold things have less fragrance. So when you piss in cold, it doesn't smell like piss as much. But it's still a men's restroom, so there's piss all over the floor where there isn't ice.
Is that really the reason? I just figured it's because the ice melted and like slowly washed the piss away.
That's probably part of it too. But like, you ever have a drink like our city's tap water? If you drink it room temp, it's fucking ass. But if you put ice in it, it's fine. If you're drinking a beer,
that shit slaps almost as good as water.
You drink, it's almost potable, dude. If you drink like beer, they always say like, "Oh, I want a nice ice cold beer." It's because beer is bitter. And when it's warm, you taste more of it. So,
that's how the Europeans drink it. They think us Americans are fucking swines for drinking cold drinks.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take a nice, like, not warm, like room temp, but like
a
warmer IPA.
Give me like a left in the car over the summer day Bush Light, dude.
It's got like the rainbow in it because the polypropene is like melted off into it. All right. Well, let's get into the fucking episode, boys. It's going to be a good one. Why is it going to be a good one? Because it's my golden episode. That's right. Episode 27. My birthday's on the 27th.
Wow.
So it's the golden ep. We're going to start it out very strong.
Why didn't I get this? Like,
because you're not smart and didn't think about it.
What episode are we on? What number?
27.
Oh, duh. You just literally said that.
You got four more until yours.
Okay, thanks.
You better start fudging the... Yeah, I know we did. You better start fudging the numbers if you want to line back on you.
No. Oh, Erica's 28. You're 29. I'm 30, 31. Back to Erica. It's to be determined.
Wow.
Wait. Not to be determined. It's destiny. It was already... No, it's
TBA, dog.
TBD?
TBA is a to be announced, isn't it?
All right.
Let's get back on track. I know we're...
I'm going to read part of the title, but not all of it. I don't want to spoil it. Today I fucked up.
And that's where you stop? I'm going to read part of it. I'm going to be cheeky. I don't want to spoil it.
So just so you know, these people fucked up. Today I fucked up by downloading a sleeping app that records noise, changing my diet, and blank. All right. Let's get into it.
We already know what the answer is.
I've, 27, female, have had trouble sleeping at night since I was a child. Finding out my boyfriend, 32, male of 2 years, also has trouble sleeping at night, we both decided to download an app that basically records movement, snoring, extra noise, and your level of consciousness. Now, I am known for eating right before bed, and recently my doctor had recommended that I add more fiber to my diet, along with some sleeping pills.
Oh, no.
Months have gone by, and I started to sleep better than I ever have before due to the pills and the diet change. Forgot all about the app. But one concerning thing was that my boyfriend was starting to feel distant. I would wake up in the morning, and he would have made his way down to the couch until I got up and came down. No arguments and nothing of the obvious I could wrap my pea brain around at the time. But as anyone would, I started to get suspicious there was someone else.
This is why he's sleeping on the couch, because there's a second person
on the
couch. He's sleeping with somebody else, so he's staying on the couch.
The couch was from Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse, and he was getting a fucking BJ while sleeping face forward to the back. No.
Not couchy.
I've never seen Pee Wee Herman.
Couchy?
Cherry. It was a chair. It wasn't a couch. Look, guys. It was more of like a
love seat.
What's like bigger? It's in between a love seat.
It's like an oversized chair.
Yeah, it's a one cushion, but it could fit two if you liked each other. Anyway, about an hour ago, I remembered the app records noise and decided if I checked the app, I should be able to tell what time he's getting up and leaving the bedroom and maybe see if his phone rings or any of that sort to try to piece together why my lovely caveman was leaving me to go sleep downstairs. Well, let me tell you, I found out why. And I am about to reveal my sad, embarrassing truth to you. Any guesses?
She shit her pants.
She was calling him the wrong name in her sleep.
Okay.
She farted.
I have been indiscriminately but vigorously farting the most thunderous claps from the depths of hell you can imagine. I mean, there was 124 recordings from last night alone.
I thought it was 124 farts?
From last night alone.
Oh my God.
As soon as I fall asleep, I start letting them rip
champion.
Unknowingly because of the strength of the sleepers. 124 times, my sphincter deceived me. And to make it worse, I sleep on my side, shimmied into him with my butt and my back. And my pussy. And my crack. So I've been hitting him with the devil's breath directly on him. And after about 10 of these clappers, you hear rustling and footsteps and low mumbling of cursing the whole way until the door slams.
Aw, poor boy.
So, my friends, do not take too much fiber and sleeping pills if you don't want your significant other to mildly dislike you and be distant.
You know how this all could have been avoided?
If she rolled the other way?
Communication.
If he took stronger sleeping pills?
Yeah.
All she has to do is talk to him about it. Why aren't you sleeping well? Why are you coming, or why are you going onto the couch so early in the morning and never coming back to bed? And all he has to say is, because you fucking stink.
Babe, you're freaking farting way too much.
I just think it's funny that she went to the doctor and like got prescribed something to fix her sleeping, and this guy didn't. So like, if he also would have went to the doctor and got put on sleeping pills, they would have never known. They would have woken up with a weird...
They would also never wake up if there's a fire, Joshua.
Good.
Yeah, probably. It's probably a fine way to go out. Right?
If they're sleeping with their bedroom door closed, they have more of a chance to hear the fire alarm.
To hear it?
Yeah.
With the door closed?
Yeah, because the fire, if your door's closed, the fire won't spread to your bedroom as quickly. So you're more likely to hear a smoke detector go off.
Also, a fire is like a vampire. You have to invite it in. Otherwise, it can't come in.
That correct.
Is
true.
Mm-hmm. It also can't cross over running water, and it doesn't like garlic.
Mm-hmm. And so she added fiber to her diet, but if she adds garlic to her diet, she can just set her fucking house on fire, dude. Blow that bitch up, figuratively and literally.
Did you know that you're supposed to have a smoke detector in every single room of your house?
Seems wasteful.
Every
right?
room?
Every single room.
I've got two.
We have one.
One
in every room, you mean, right?
Yeah, I've got two in every room.
We have one in the hallway.
I got one. I've got two the window and two the wall. Until the smoke drops down my balls.
I hate both of you. Continue with your God story.
God damn.
So there's an edit that says, a lot of you have been asking for the recording, and a lot of you are asking me to not post it. To save face in people's ears, and if it's allowed, I will just get you to inbox me if you want to hear it, and I will send it when I can.
Josh, if you didn't fucking inbox her...
I did not.
How about you just put in a little effort for the podcast?
I figured we could recreate it if we really wanted to. We can just fart into a hot mic. It's not that. Everyone's heard a fart, right? We don't need to listen to 127.
I need to be a voyeuristic fart, though. That's what I want to hear.
Like a fart you're not supposed to hear. You're like, ooh, I wasn't supposed to hear that.
Ooh, that was a secret fart.
After almost 11 years, I finally figure out what your kink is.
Voyeuristic
listening to somebody
farts?
Else, some stranger's farts.
Can you just start going onto the other side of the door and farting for me, please?
Sure.
Hey, Christian, don't listen. I'm going to the bathroom. Wink, wink. Bust out a fart machine. Christian, ear up to the cup up to the door.
Oh fuck. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
You guys get like the old paper cup with string to paper cup.
Just farting.
Farting into a Dixie cup. That'll save your marriage.
That's what you're into. I'll do it for you. That's what marriage, is.
What a pooper.
Boo! That was so bad.
That is fantastic.
All right.
I do think this guy's like a little baby, right? Well,
127 times.
Okay,
I think so. Here's the thing.
I mean, these just little like, or are these like monstrosities?
Well, here's the thing. To steal from Christian, here's the thing.
Honestly,
go ahead. It's like snoring, where it's like, if it's not affecting you falling asleep, it doesn't matter. Because like once you're asleep, if you're a good sleeper, it's fine. But if this dude can't fall asleep because he's just ripping ass into his groin, you're like, get me out of there.
Can you just get like a fan, a white noise machine?
Earplugs.
There's
nose plugs. Mouth plugs so you don't fucking taste it.
She just needs to put a pillow against her butt and it'll muffle the fart.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Of course, Christian sleeps with the pillow on both sides, just in case. In case he dick farts.
I was going to say, what am I?
Deefing, of course.
Ew!
Fucking, hold on. We're going to have to pause the podcast and do a little bit of research. Is deefing a real thing?
There's no way deefing is a term.
There's got, somebody out there can do it.
I'm sure, well, I mean, dicks can make a... Don't look at me like that. Don't make me feel weird. Don't look at me. Stop.
Dude.
Stop. You're making me feel weird.
Dude, I... Let's just...
Oh, okay. Hold up.
Let's just go out to...
No, I Googled it.
According... I want details from Josh, but I won't... We're not going to go into that. But, Erica, please continue.
A dick fart?
Yeah, a dart.
Also...
Nissan or otherwise.
Also known as penile flatulence.
No, it's not also known as that.
Also known as a quoff.
Quoff?
No.
Not a queef, a quoff. Dick farts or quoffs are a rare phenomenon compared to queefs because it's much harder for air to become stuck in a man's urethra than it is comparatively to a woman's larger vagina. I mean, sure, I guess it's technically larger, but like, it didn't need to be said. Quoffs occur most frequently after catheterization.
Huh, that makes sense, actually.
I've been had. I've been found out.
Here is it used in an example. After Reginald's catheter was removed, he tried to take a piss, but ended up letting a dick fart out at the same time, splattering urine everywhere.
Well, isn't there that new Netflix documentary about this? The Quoffs Gambit? All right, and that's topical, topical humor, guys.
It was a mini-series. Limited run.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to say it was a limited run thing about Quoff's Gambit? I obviously changed it to be a doc. The point was that it was a Netflix film.
Josh, I really want to know about your Quoff, but no. Please let's go on.
You don't want to know.
I want to know so bad, but I don't want the audience
There's
to know.
No story behind it. It's just happened.
It's just my dick has gone...
Wait, you guys have dicks? All right. Next story. Today I fucked up by being COVID skinny.
What the fuck does that mean?
This one literally just happened a couple hours ago. I'm getting over COVID and have lost a ton of weight, like a shocking amount. I still have no sense of taste and what I can only describe as a strong aversion to food. My quarantine officially ended yesterday and I'm allowed to go out again, so I decided to walk to the gas station near my apartment and see if some Doritos and a real Coke would excite me.
Can I make a correction?
Yeah.
If she had COVID, it's isolation, not quarantine. Go on.
You fucking, that idiot. Message her right now and let her know that she's a fucking dummy.
r/sooty feral child. Sooty feral child? Those are two bad adjectives for child.
It is a common misconception. Totally understandable. Not judging. Go on.
Strolling along, feeling pretty great about being alive and having energy again. I was quite sick, but now I'm just bored and energetic. Let's take a walk, right? Relevant to note here that I was a healthy weight before, but it was a curvy lady healthy weight. Now I just look like a titless, assless twig. I'm wearing a casual dress because it's formless and so it still fits. I was feeling pretty great and kind of skip-hopped over the curb, and my underwear fell down around my ankles. They fell off my ass because my ass is gone. A car was driving by and definitely saw. What do you even do in this situation? Kick him off and flee? Pull him up? I opted for the latter. Edit. I'm so thankful for all of your COVID stories, and high five to my stranger friends who have also had it and recovered. I'm also really, really happy that 15,000 people are laughing as hard as I am about the time I lost my underpants. Reddit is fantastic.
That's pretty wild.
This person had such an aversion to food that she just lost way too much weight.
These has got to be old underwear. How did you lose that much weight in like 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, if she didn't say how long she's had it. Maybe she had it for like a month and a half to where she just wasn't eating.
Yeah, taste and smell can be gone for quite some time. And like, I know a lot of people, if like they can't taste anything, they just don't want to eat at all. It's the same thing with a lot of people with smell. They just like, if they can't smell it or taste it, they don't want it.
Well, I was talking about this with one of my coworkers. Cooking fucking sucks. Like, it takes a long time. There's a lot of cleanup. But the payoff is always...
It tastes great.
Tastes good. You get good food.
Yeah.
If you don't get taste, why the fuck would you ever eat?
Yeah.
Like, you're saving money, and, like, you're losing weight, which feels good. And, yeah, like, I don't blame these people for, like, I mean, that fucking sucks to lose your tits and your ass.
Hey, man.
It's the first place the weight goes. All women. As soon as you start losing weight, it only goes from the tits and the ass
tits
first.
And ass.
I mean, same for men. Like whenever I would lose weight, my girlfriends at the time would always be like, "Your ass is gone. I don't like it."
Yeah. This is the problem. Is I did the keto diet like, what has it been, like 2 years now?
Oh, cringe! You did the keto diet?
I did the keto diet, and so I lost like, I don't know, 15 pounds, something like that, maybe 20 at the top of at my lowest lost, but it. I lost it entirely in my ass. I've gained that 20 pounds back and more.
Not in the ass.
In
muscle, though.
In my asshole, but not in my ass.
You're just boofing. You're boofing 15 pounds of cocaine constantly.
I got a fat asshole. Not a fat
Jesus
ass.
Jesus Christ.
No, I totally agree with you. Like, I've lost a decent amount of weight, and... Even when I put weight on, it doesn't go anywhere near my ass. And it's like, just go where I can't see it. go where, like, I don't need to worry about it.
Go where other people will enjoy it.
Is this a hot take on weight loss?
Where's my, like, late teens, early 20s fucking dumper, dog? It's gone. I'm left with my fucking childbearing
cankles.
Hips and cankles. But no fucking dumper, dude.
Dude, if you ain't got no dumpy, just fucking end it. You ain't worth living.
Jesus. Can we talk about how people call it keto? I don't like
that.
Yeah,
we don't need the keto.
No, we don't
need
it.
We don't need
it's
it.
It's not called ketones. It's called ketones.
Yeah, that's what bothers me, being a man who's taken chemistry at a higher level. Like, they're called ketones. And if you knew that, you would never call it keto.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take keto over keto.
Do you think it's ketoacidosis that kills you? No, it's ketoacidosis. I'm just saying.
You fucking tell him, Ricky.
Just pronounce every vowel wrong. Keta, acid, ices. Just Australian, I guess. Do Australians just pronounce all vowels incorrectly?
To our one Australian listener, don't listen to him.
They'd probably just call it something fucking stupid, like So ketoacidosis, they'd call it, like, ketoacido. That's how they
just shorten everything.
They shorten everything.
Oh, keto. But... yeah. You've had keto.
You want a fucking bevo, mate?
Right. I've gotten a bevo. You had keto. You just got off keto, right? Yeah, let's go get a bevo down at the pub. Do they say pub in Australia?
No.
All right. Let's go get stung by stingrays. Is that what they do in Australia?
That's too soon, Joshua.
Is it?
Steve Irwin's death is too close to home.
I mean, his family seems to be doing fine
without
him. Shut
the fuck up, Joshua.
I mean, I do follow Mindy Irwin on all social media platforms, and she is a sweet baby angel, and she's currently pregnant. So excited for her.
Wow. Listen, guys, this isn't a great story for, like, COVID deniers. Because I tried. We have a friend of the pod. I'm not going to name them. But we have a friend of the pod. Had COVID, lost their sense of taste and smell. And they talked to me about, like, losing the desire to eat. Mm-hmm. Also to work out. And it really took a hit on them mentally. But it's sort of, like, part of Americanism of, like, you know, fat phobia or whatever. But I was trying to tell this to, like, my coworkers. I was like, yeah, like, my one friend... they stopped working out. They lost weight, and it was, like, really bad for them mentally. And they were just like, "Oh, that sounds pretty nice. I might catch it just to drop a few." And I was like, "Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker! It's a serious disease."
I mean, I had it. I definitely gained weight. Like, I didn't lose my sense of taste. I lost smell, but I was all we did was sit on the couch and eat all day long.
Yeah,
we were so bored. There was literally nothing to do. Yeah, except for eat, like...
You'd think with, like, Netflix and Hulu, we'd have shows. We fucking...
blasted through all of them.
Every good show there was is like, huh, wow, that only takes a full day to watch the entire series. Okay. I got 13 more days here, so let's see how this goes.
Did you guys watch Queen's Gambit?
No.
It wasn't out yet.
It wasn't out yet. Or it might have been, and it just wasn't hyped up enough yet.
Yeah.
I think it came out right as we were... like, I think it came out the Friday you went back to work.
You guys didn't watch seasons 1 through 5 of Love Island?
Ah, bruv, no.
Oh, fucking right, bruv. listen, I got you guys interested in
reality
TV at the beginning of COVID.
You almost had me in it. Doing the watch parties, you had me in because I could just make jokes the whole time.
Because we watched Love is Blind and then The Circle. Which The Circle was a good show.
It was fun.
Love is Blind. No, we didn't watch Love is Blind. We watched Too Hot to Handle, right?
Too Hot to Handle. Yes, that's what
Too Hot to Handle fucking sucked.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Love is Blind was good.
I don't think we watched that.
No.
Like, I feel like, because we watched The Circle, the US version, and then I feel like I had you guys hooked, and then we watched Too Hot to Handle, and I feel like they turned you off because that show was so bad.
So bad.
But when Love Island season 6 comes out, we're going to watch it together.
I mean, just restart it with us.
Like the whole thing?
Yeah, we'll start from episode 1.
You love it so much.
That's fine. Season 1 and 2 of Love Island are the best produced TV shows in the entire United States. They're not even from the United States.
I was going to say it.
All right, get me out of here. Let's go to a break.
I need to watch a quick app.
We need to make more margaritas.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
And welcome back.
You're going to cut that though, right?
And welcome back.
Wait, you are going to cut that though, right?
So now I have to cut it, but we're going to keep in the reference. So our listeners will never know what we cut. Erica said the N-word. Oh, my God.
Don't. That's not even a funny joke,
Erica,
Josh.
Came out as a Penny supporter.
What does that mean? Oh, and like the actual Penny, the money?
No, you're thought canceled. Penny from Chalk Zone was the best character.
I thought we were talking about
you're
Penny.
You're canceled.
Penny farthers? Penny farthing?
Penny farting?
Penny farty. What's the big bike?
Pennywise.
No, I definitely am against that. The big bike. The one big front wheel in the
Hurley?
No, what? Well, I'm all right. I got
the bike
Google
company.
No.
Oh, you mean like the 1920s?
They're
bike?
Called penny farthings.
Like the 1920s bike.
Yes.
Like the ones that you
like
don't
big
ever
wheel
see.
In the front, little tiny baby wheel in the back.
That one.
That's called a penny farthing?
Yes.
Why?
Sure it is.
I don't know.
Why? Hang on. Let's talk
about...
Because
the back wheel is the size of a penny?
So,
and the one
for our listeners,
being you away from where you started.
For our listeners.
For our listeners, it's the bike that the front wheel's like fucking 6 foot in diameter and the back wheel's like a foot in diameter.
Yeah, I literally said that. The front wheel is the big one, the little one's in the back. Penny farthings.
Who made that and why?
You're going to cut this though, right?
No, but like why is that a thing?
Who fucking knows, dude? How do you get on those?
Was that the first draft of a bike?
Yeah. Until, bad first take, right?
Until John Bicycleson came by and was like, let's make them both the same size.
Why did they start
Bicycleson?
At... Why did
Bicycleson.
Bicycleson.
Yeah. Why did they start at like a 6 foot wheel? Could they not go a little smaller?
Well, how do you get on those fuckers?
I can't get
on. You have to ride a giraffe up next to it? You go from standing to a horse to a giraffe to a bicycle?
You had to know the Wright brothers. They would take you on their plane. They'd drop you off on top of the bike.
Also,
right away.
Okay, listen. You know when you're riding a bike, right?
Okay.
I've never forgotten.
Can wait. Hold on. I got a story. I'm so sorry.
This is really upsetting me.
Okay, go ahead.
You got training wheels when you're learning how to ride a bike, or like even when you're slowing down at a stop.
Okay.
You wobble because you yes. don't. It's a fucking.
You gotta
bike.
Have like the momentum.
You can't stop on those bikes.
Right.
You gotta get off here on your fucking giraffe. Because like, it's let's like say a... you're on a bike, you put your leg down to like stable yourself.
You can't do that. Red light.
No, you're falling off those penny farthings.
You just have to completely get off the.
You
bike.
You have to ghost ride the bitch. How else do you get off of it?
Over
you have to ghost ride that motherfucker.
Over the summer, we're sitting at Christian's parents' house, like on the back patio, just drinking, having a good time. One of his nieces comes up on a bike, and Christian looks at me. He's like, do you even know how to ride one of those? I'm like, yeah, I know how to ride. He's like, nah, I don't believe you. You don't know how to ride. I've never seen you ride a bike. Like, just because you've never seen me ride one doesn't mean I don't know how. So then I'm in a dress, mind you.
So then
okay?
you get on the bike.
And he's like, prove it.
Wait, this is Christian saying this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. He was being so
Christian
confrontational.
Women can ride bikes, too.
Yeah.
Have you... Hold on. Have you ever seen a single woman ride a bike?
Yeah.
Point proven. Wait.
Your mom rides a bike all the time.
Huh? Who's allowing her to do that?
So I had to ride up and down the driveway in the alley in a skirt.
Wait.
To prove my husband wrong.
You literally just had to sit on the bike and I'm like, huh, okay, yeah. That,
just sit on it.
That does look like something you could
saddle.
Do. I knew it. You don't know how to ride the fucking bike.
Ride it side saddle. Don't you remember that one summer when you took my car and I was just learning how to drive stick? And my cousin was like, oh, we're having a soccer game up at the lake.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to take Christian's car because I wasn't 100% certain on how to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a bike.
With a flat fucking
tire. With two flat tires.
And no brakes.
And no brakes. And it's been like 10 years since I've ridden a bike.
Oh, so it was a long time since you rode a bike, and I've never seen you do it. Hmm. Your story's falling apart here, Erica.
You said that I didn't know how, but I did.
It seemed like a long time since you rode a bike.
All I'm saying, I guess technically you didn't see me ride it, but because I fucking ditched that bike. I ditched it.
All right, well, let's get back.
Let's stay on bikes for a second.
I mean, you and I can. We know where. Okay?
My mom is like very adamant, like every single one of my child learned how to ride a bike by the age of 5. And like, I don't know how she blacked this out, but like, I learned how to ride a bike for about a day before I had just like the most gnarly fucking accident. And I didn't learn how to ride a bike until I was like 11. And she's like, oh, every one of my children know, I'd made sure they knew how to ride a bike. And I was like, you must have just seen me on day one, Marcia, because about 5 hours later, I was like fucked up. And I was like, I don't think I'll ever ride that again. I think I'm good.
All right. Well, let's get into a quick circle, George. New segment alert. I mean, not really a new segment. We're just naming it. New segment. She's heated. Richard, let's take it down to your corner.
I'm
What's
heated.
Going on? What are you heated about?
Are you guys ready for this revelation?
I mean, I am. I don't know if Christian is.
Actually, you gotta go.
Christian's a fucking Scrooge. He is Scrooge McDuck.
All right. Oh, so he's rich.
No, he has
swimming in it, baby.
He has no Christmas spirit whatsoever. Okay. Never has. It's very upsetting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrapping presents, and I'm listening to Christmas music, and he's just skulking over in the corner.
Macaulay or otherwise?
Otherwise. Otherwise. And he's being definitely otherwise. So rude. And like, I know.
Right, because you weren't home alone. I got it.
Joshua, I'm trying to tell
you.
A
story. Did say he's Scrooge McDuck, and
he is Scrooge McDuck.
He is Richie Rich over there.
No, he's not Richie Rich. He's Rudy McPants.
More like Dennis the Menace.
He is Dennis the Menace.
That wasn't Macaulay Culkin, dude.
Oh, were you just naming Richie Rich is Macaulay Culkin?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Are you
that.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Christian's Scrooge. He's the Nightmare Before Christmas. On Christmas.
Yeah, I'm an October movie. I'm a Halloween movie that people somehow think is a Christmas movie.
It's more of a Christmas movie than a Halloween movie. Continue.
I'm just saying. I'm mad at him.
Just because he was skulking on the couch, as you say?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the word is sulking, right? Is skulking a word?
I don't know.
Why you gotta call me out like this, Joshua?
You always call me out like
this. Yeah, because you need to be held accountable for your actions. I do not.
Okay. I'm a little bit of a Scrooge myself. I'm a little bit of a Scrooge.
No! And, like, he never wants to decorate with me.
I mean,
skulking is a word.
Ha-ha!
What's it mean? Really happy and loves Christmas.
Keeping out of sight, typically with a sinister or cowardly motive. Mm-hmm. That's pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. I was being very cowardly at this moment.
All right, all right, all right.
It's terrible. I need a new husband.
Am I supposed to defend myself here? I feel like I'm only going to put myself in the doghouse.
Is she being a little bit too much of a Tiny Tim? Does she love Christmas just a little bit too much?
She's saying, please, sir, may I have another? And I'm just trying to kick that crutch right out from underneath her. Here's the thing. Let me give you my side of the story here, folks.
It's all lies. Don't listen to a word he says. We're in the people's court now. You get to be Judge Judy.
I'm Judge Judy. I get to decide who's in the right here.
Yes.
All right. I've heard the prosecution, defendant.
Do we get closing arguments? Because, like, I don't feel like I've fully defended my side.
We'll give you 30 seconds to respond to him, and then I'll make my verdict.
Okay.
Okay. So here's my side of the story. Yes, normally I am just, like, a curmudgeon, because she's like, hey, it's, like, 5 o'clock on a Sunday.
Is that your defense? Is that she just says, hey?
Yeah.
Continue.
Good defense, Christian.
It's like 5 o'clock on a Sunday. We should do all this Christmas stuff. I'm like, I wish you would have gotten me on a different day. Right.
First
now,
of all, today is a Saturday. You be
I'm
the
coming
judge.
Back to it. I'm coming back to it.
Order, order. Let the defendant speak.
So, yes, today is a Saturday. It's a podcast day. This means we normally get together 7 o'clock-ish. Ricky decides to start wrapping presents at about 6:15. I know. I'm looking at the pile. I'm going, that's a lot of presents. That's 45 minutes. That's going to be a tight ship we're going to have to run here to get to recording at 7 o'clock.
Objection. Objection.
Go on.
Sustained.
Did he offer to help? No, he did not.
What was I going to
do? I rest my case.
Overruled. Buzzwords.
So, like, I was trying my hardest to just, like, let you do your thing. I'm just, like, I'm just going to sit on my phone and, like, try not to be... Because I knew
skulk,
I was going to be pissy. I knew I was going to be... Pissy Christy was going to come out. I was just, like, I just got to, like, be cool and just let her do her thing. I know she loves wrapping presents.
I do. It's my favorite thing.
I'm just going to let her do her thing over there. And then it's, like, all right, that present's done. We probably don't have to wrap any more presents tonight. And she's, like, I'm just going to wrap these real quick. And it's, like, okay. And then it's, like... It just kept going. I was like, oh, fuck. It's like, Josh just texted me, and I was like, it was about something else, but I was kind of just seeing like, what's up? What's going on here? And I was like,
objection. He's conjecturing.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're making shit up.
No, at like 7:03, Josh texts me, Because I was like, what are we gonna...
insinuating that he's telling us to come over by starting a conversation with something else. I object.
It was a conversation about something for the podcast.
It was a podcast conversation.
Judge, don't put yourself in here. You say you have to remain impartial. It's true. You have to remain impartial.
It's true. I'm it's true. You.
I've actually been to court.
Have either one of you don't been worry on a about real it. Life
Listen,
jury?
Listen, all right. I've heard
either
enough.
One of you bitches been on a real life jury? I don't think
yeah,
so.
I don't have anything else to defend my statement.
I've
with.
Heard enough. The court.
Wait, you said I could get to defend myself
I've
one more
heard
time.
Enough.
You
order.
Said I'd order. Get
order. I've heard enough. This will not be a kangaroo court. We've had enough of those in our area for the week.
Hot take. Are you referring to the state's attorney issue?
No, I was referring to the fucking wallaby that ran through our goddamn neighborhood.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was
or
wild.
Or a wallaroo, sorry.
That was nuts.
Yeah. Crikey. That was our Australian listener. He actually just lives on fucking Fifth Street, a town over. The judge rules in...
Oh, please, please.
In favor of...
In favor of the plaintiff.
Which is?
Oh.
You figured out.
Someone owes someone $300.
That would be you owing me $300. Joshua, pay all right.
Oh, wait, no.
Listen,
wait.
Guys, I got a new subreddit. We have not
untapped.
Ventured into the subreddit before. I found it a couple weeks ago. I've been waiting for some stories. It's a goddamn gold mine.
Oh, boy.
I love it. There's nothing bad with it. All right. It's just a perfect subreddit. r/crushes.
Wow. This was a good find.
Now.
You haven't even heard what he said
yet. I don't have to hear the stories.
The best ones, they can flare this post with gush. So people come on here and just talk about how awesome their relationship is.
I'm gushing so fucking
and they are
hard.
So
well,
fucking
I'm not going to post in that anytime today because I'm mad at you for being a Scrooge. And the judge.
Order. Order.
Order.
Okay, so this is a post in r/crushes, and it is called, I Love You, Dummy.
I love you, bitch. I never gonna stop loving you, bitch.
Shit, dumbass bitch. You know I love the shit out of you, motherfucker.
Now, eagle-eared listeners.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a thing. No, I mean, Eagle's got super good ears. I can hear from like 120 feet away.
I just didn't want to talk about the band Eagle Eye.
It's a band?
Eagle Eye Cherry? What am I thinking of?
Black Eyed Cherry?
Anyway.
Stone Temple Pilots?
What's like a good animal good here? Bat-eared listeners.
Sure.
Bat-eared listeners might recognize from a couple episodes ago why I said a certain word. This is the post, I love you, dummy. u/cumquadfishnugget.
Wow.
I love you, dummy. And I've got the biggest crush on you. I know this is the fourth time tonight that you fell asleep after trying to convince me you're awake and you aren't going to fall asleep, but I wanted you to wake up knowing you're loved, silly. You probably already saw what I left you on Snap, but if you didn't, don't check it yet, dummy.
Damn, dummy.
I want to call you because the way you cry is always really adorable and sweet.
What the fuck?
I love your beautiful eyes, even though I know you hate how one is smaller than the other. They're this beautiful brown.
I see now why you're using a southern accent.
I know them. It's so way so
they're this,
much smaller.
They're this beautiful brown, and you manage to smile through your eyes. I love your nose, and I love to give you nose kisses, dummy.
Sorry. One of these times, he's not going to say dummy. He's going to say sister.
You have some of the prettiest lips imaginable, and I can't put into words just how much I love them. I love your little cheeks and how small and cute, and I love how I always manage to make them red, silly. I love
sister.
How... I love how loving you and caring you. I love how loving and caring you are over me. I love how sensitive you are and how whiny and how much of a crybaby you can be sometimes, oh dummy. My. I love you, princess, and you're my one and only, silly. Also, I hate your username, but it's so you. And also, I love that dumb picture of me that you have as your wallpaper, dummy.
Okay, what's that term for, like, your... playing it off as a compliment, but like it's actually
backhanded
insult.
Compliment.
That's is okay. What
backhanded compliment or a neg? It's like
yeah, neg is like
you kind of talk shit.
You could pull those shoes off better.
Oh my god, what's gaslighting? Is that the same?
That's
thing?
That's making somebody believe that they did something that they didn't.
Okay,
that's what I do to you. That's how we got
where we are.
Gaslighting is the more energy efficient way to light a Christmas tree, but it's the way less safe way to light a Christmas tree. I just love this fucking post because out of nowhere it just turns to be like, I love how ugly your eyes are and how much you hate when people bring up how ugly your eyes are how bad they look.
Your nasty breath or how you fart 126 times a night.
127.
Oh, shit.
And
dummy.
The username Kumquad Fish Nugget is just...
and she's saying she
how
likes...
How could you love anybody named Kumquad Fish Nugget?
Okay,
hey, he didn't choose his name. His parents did.
This is a family name.
On the birth certificate.
You should have read the first option. They're going to call me Nikki
Joshua.
Forrest.
Nikki Forrest.
They were going to call me Joshua.
So, I don't know how much we want to get into this, but I clicked on you/KumquadFishNuggets profile because, of course, and looking through their stuff, two months ago, she posted on Am I the Asshole, and it's been since deleted, but the title is Am I the Asshole for Being a Bit Sad That My Boyfriend Kind of Made Fun of My Interests? So, not looking good.
I got a whole...
One month ago, she posted...
Question. I'm sorry, I got one question.
These past few weeks have been absolutely horrible.
Is the poster's name is you/kumquat?
No. The poster's name is you/that_chocolate_bar.
Okay.
Then
you slash crush
and kumquat fish nugget is the crush.
Okay.
They've been dating. And I looked into it.
That's such a fitting name.
I looked into both of their profiles. I don't want to get too much into it because I think it gets into a little bit of like a gray area. But they're both age regression people. So they're both in their 20s from what I've gathered. But they both like use age regression as a coping mechanism.
I'm baby.
They're not baby, but they do like young teens.
Huh.
Doesn't make this to me any less fucking funny to like literally just be like, I love when you cry. It's like, why is she crying?
Dummy.
Why are you crying? Stop calling her dummy.
I love calling you and you fucking crying, dummy. That's cute as hell, dummy.
And like, he even opens it up pretty strong with like, you've probably already opened up Snapchat, but if you don't and for some reason you check this random fucking Reddit post, don't open up your Snapchat yet. Why'd send it to her if she can't open it?
And why are you telling Reddit about it?
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of r/crushes. Is just like people.
They just got me fucking gushing, dude.
They just, the gushings are the most funny because they just talk about like, it's like most of them have to be from like actual like preteens that have in their first relationship. And they're like, oh my God, I held his hand and it was like the best feeling ever. And I can't wait to tell him how I feel. Here's another one from r/crushes. This is another gush. He really likes geodes and ores. And I think it's really cute. So ever since I've known him, I've known that he had a love for geodes and stuff. But just recently, I've come to learn how much he loves them. He has a cute little shrine in his house, and that's there to greet me when I walk in. Stuff like that. Just a while ago, we were talking about them because he wants to get a really big one, and he is telling me about how he finds them stunning and how they're individual as snowflakes. And I'm just over here like, that's cute as fuck.
Yeah, rocks are fucking cute.
I mean...
I don't think she thinks rocks are cute. I think she thinks that his reaction to something he's interested in is cute, I think is cute.
No, rocks are cute.
I then just straight up messaged back that it was cute and that it's awesome that he has another interest rather than just liking video games. I really want to just do cute couple things with him, heck. And I'm so sorry for not telling him on the weekend like I meant to. He just got busy with personal things, but we're going to hang out on Sunday, so you already know what is about to go down.
I just want to freaking split geodes with you.
This dude's about to get blown because he likes fucking purple rock.
Hey.
This is like the kid that was feeding his fucking cat and got fucking laid out of it.
That just goes to show that there is someone out there for everyone.
I just imagine this guy, like this girl just doesn't know what geodes are, and he's in his kitchen making rock candy with like string and sugar and he's like, babe, come here, check this out, I just got three new sets of rock candy out. It's purple, pink, and then also pink, because those are the only two fucking colors you can make out of rock candy. And she's, that's so cute. Oh my God,
you have other hobbies. Oh wow.
You don't just like video games. Like I see you on mining simulator all the time. Like, I tried to get you interested in, like, Minecraft, like a mainstream game, but, like, you just like mining simulator. And, like, it's weird because you work for a mine, so I don't know why you would come home and do mining simulator. But G-O'd, am I impressed by that.
Boo.
That's fair.
That's fair. Actually, you know, that's fair. That's completely fair.
My favorite
Babe,
part of
I just think it's so hot that you have other hobbies, like, than just playing video games. You also like booing Josh. That's just so hot, babe.
I honestly thought you said blowing Josh, and blowing. I was like, hold on.
I love the way you...
That's your job.
I was saying it from your perspective to me.
Oh, right. Yeah, that checks out.
Oh, my God. That's cut. I think my favorite part about this post is when she says, I'm so sorry for not telling him on the weekend like I meant to. Like, she forgot to tell him that she thinks it's cute. Like, how do you, like, hang out with him? Like, you go to his house, see a shrine of geodes and think that's cute, and then just doesn't mention it for an entire weekend while she's there.
I don't know.
It's like, I'm going to tell her next. I'm going to tell her next time.
This is bad. Josh, you just set me up for bad news.
Ask Christian. He spent the whole day about to ask me out and then waited until he dropped me off at home and then texted me. Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Little 17-year-old Christian was, like, too scared to do it in person. 16-year-old Christian.
Yeah, I was...
Maybe she just got too overwhelmed with how cute it fucking was.
Yeah, I mean...
She was just so into geodes.
Part of me... So, like, when I read this, like, in my mind, I imagine a lot of these people are younger, but the way she said his house makes me think that's an adult with a house, but it could just be his parents' house, so they could be a teenager. That's just awkward.
But that... I mean, even if he is an adult, and she's hopefully also an adult, it doesn't mean she's any less awkward.
That's true.
If it's a new relationship, I mean...
Sometimes you're just having a great time, you're just fucking vibing, and you don't
Okay, we're not talking about 17-year-old Christian anymore.
No, I'm talking about...
Christian, you've never vibed in your life.
I'm freaking vibing right now, dude.
That's true.
All right, so that was our quick detour into r/crushes.
I like it. We'll have to revisit.
It's a great sub to visit. Like... It's not a big sub. Some of my favorite subreddits are like both those posts had like 12 upvotes. Those are my favorite subreddits to go to, just really small niche ones.
Yeah, that was like a really good find.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a real job. So just real one quick one to end out
you
the
guys,
episode.
Wait, you guys do think I have vibed before, right? That was just a joke for the podcast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it to court. We'll see if we think you vibed before. One last quick detour back to one of my personal favorite subreddits, r/relationship advice, titled My Gamer Wife Won't Pay Attention to Me. Me and my wife were recently married, and I know this is a tough time for everyone.
Were, keyword. No longer.
And it's hard to stay busy, so people resort to video games and stuff. But recently, my wife has been playing a lot of the old Guitar Hero game, and she won't pay attention to anything I say when she is playing. You know that game that's notoriously you need to pay attention 100% of the time?
She's trying to beat, what's the really hard song? Through the Fire and the Flames on Expert, all right?
100%. Let me tell you guys, keep building up your expectations, because it's only going to make it better. The only thing she talks about is how she's stuck on 50% of some level, parentheses, it's crazy train. This wouldn't be a problem, except she hasn't stopped playing for a while now. Am I just panicking, or is Guitar Hero really ruining my marriage?
Oh my god.
Edit.
It's ruining the marriage.
Please stop giving me Guitar Hero advice. Edit too.
He's not the one that needs it. She does.
Lesbian marriage.
Oh, didn't see that one coming.
Edit 3. This is a separate issue, but I keep bringing up my hot British neighbor to make her jealous. Is this a bad move?
What the fuck?
What? Yes, it's a bad move.
What the fuck?
Edit 4. Stop talking about Crazy Train. Edit 5.
We're going off the rails.
Edit 5.
This post is going off the rails.
Edit
5. Because we're a Crazy Train. This is the lyrics from the song.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I knew you'd appreciate it, Joshua.
Edit 5. It's on easy mode.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, here's it. I can definitely.
Edit 6.
I can get behind this.
She beat it.
Hooray!
Only from the strong advice from this Reddit from this subreddit. She only beat it because of the subreddit. Oh, she got the advice.
Gotcha. She was getting all of the like.
Have you
tried, just position your fingers better?
Have you tried just using the three buttons at the beginning?
she's on blue and orange, and they're like, no, you only need red, green, and yellow. What are you doing? I fucking love this post.
I can't believe it's true. The fact that you're stuck on an easy song.
Easy. And, like, I think my favorite part about this is that, like, in my mind, what makes it funniest to me is this person just started playing Guitar Hero. Like, she got home. She was at a long day of work, needed to blow off some steam. And she sits down, and she's just like, all right, this is my first 10 minutes at home. She just boots up Legends of Rock and sits down, and she's just like, didn't. Didn't. And then her girlfriend comes in. Or sorry, her wife comes in and is just like, I need to talk to you. And she's just like trying to communicate, like, I just started a five-minute fucking song. Can you just wait? And she just like gets stuck on like the first solo.
This is why she couldn't get past the song. She just kept talking to him. She's like, I really need my concentration right now.
The star power wasn't kicking in. She was tilting the guitar, but it wasn't working.
I can't hit the hammer-ons. The hammer-ons? Hammer-ons? What are they called? I
don't know. Hammer-ons and pull-offs.
That's more than I know about them. It's been literally so long since I played Guitar Hero.
That's what I was going to say, too. Is like, when's this post from? Because is this post 15 years old?
No, she just decided it was from 19 days ago. Just decided to bust out Guitar Hero, I assume.
Blow off the dust.
Classic.
From PS2. I mean,
put the bad boy
back.
I
lied. I do have Guitar Hero 3 for the PS2.
Do you still have your PS2?
Yeah. I don't have a guitar.
You know, the last time we played that was at your college apartment when I was banging on your wall.
That was Rock Band. But
honestly, I swear to God, I think the last time I played it was at your parents' house. Before
that was probably Rock Band.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I played the guitar, so
I was more of a Rock Band family, actually.
I was. I don't think we ever told that story on the pod. Do we save it till this late in the episode?
Nah, we can tell it on a different
one. I think
it'll
we tell it
up.
Now. When are we ever going to come up with a fucking Guitar Hero or Rock Band?
Oh, no,
it'll
come back
band.
Up. Don't worry. It'll happen. Let's tell it. Tell it.
Erica, I don't know if you know this story. You might have been around when
Is
we told it.
Is this the comedy night?
Yeah.
Where he came up for the comedy sketch?
So Christian and me and Jake, friend of the pod, Jacob, who was on, went to go see Pete Holmes in Chicago, and afterwards we went back to my dorm, which I lived in a studio dorm, so by myself. And we invited some people over who, they weren't of drinking age, we'll say. They were 20, I think. I think they were like about to turn 21, but we were seniors. Well, I was a senior. Jake and Christian had already graduated. And I like Jägermeister, so I think we got at like 11:30, right?
Yeah, it wasn't
and
super late into the
our
night.
Our friends were supposed to come over at like midnight. I don't think they got there till like 12:30, but by 12:30 we were shit-faced because I like to pour heavy when I'm drinking Jägermeister, and we're not
you
talking
like to pour
like,
heavy in general.
We're not talking like 30-70. They were like legit like 60-40 Jäger to Red Bull.
Yeah, this was Jäger and Red Bull, and they would be like the color of a Coca-Cola.
They were dark.
It was fucked up.
They were dark.
It was. I just remember like the first drink that I was like, this ain't too bad. And then I was like, Josh started pouring it and getting drunk and drunk. It's like, what the fuck?
But the Red Bull
this?
Keeps you going.
It kept us going all night.
So we're playing Rock Band, getting shit faced. I don't remember a lot of the night. I remember at one point forcing one of the people that was younger than us to eat butter, or it was margarine, out of the fridge. That's all I had in my fridge was like margarine in the raw. And so we forced him to eat that. And the next thing I remember, I black in and I'm sitting on my bed and it's loud as fuck. It's like 3 a.m. and I have underage drinkers in my room, which means if I get caught, I can get kicked out of college. And I'm just like sitting there not paying attention. I black in and I'm just like, guys, we got to be quiet. I share a wall with my RA. And Christian is sitting on the wall that shares with the RA and starts banging on it with his fist.
I was an RA. Start banging on the wall. I'm like, what's your name? Bang, 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 bang.
And I'm like, yeah, her name's Corey. He's like, Corey! Corey, come here! And I'm just sitting on my bed, too drunk to move, just like, I'm going to get kicked out of college.
I guess this is how it is.
I made it 4 years.
I'm one semester away. This is really how it goes down.
A lot of money wasted, but nothing happened. Woke up the next morning. Christian went to go shit at a Kohl's, as one does.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds exactly like something Christian would do.
The next morning, or the Monday after, Corey was my, she was my TA for one of my classes, and just my RA. And I go in and I'm like, hey, sorry if we were loud Saturday night. And she's like, this Saturday? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, don't tell anybody, but I was supposed to be on duty, but I flew back home. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, why? Were you guys loud? And I was like, not super loud. It
definitely
was,
not banging
please
on
disregard
your wall.
I just had a couple of 21-year-olds in my dorm. It's cool.
They were at least, like, I don't know, 23, 24.
We're all super legal of drinking.
We're, like, super mature for our age. I mean, they were super mature for their age.
And that's the time Christian almost got me kicked out of college. Just imagine if, I mean, I am lucky that I knew her. Like, we were friendly. So, like, even if she did come over, like, I could probably finagle my way out of it, but...
I was drunk enough. I would have been able to talk us out of it. Don't worry.
Christian would be like, I was an RA. I know you ain't going to write this up. Come on now.
Think of the paperwork.
Think of how much paperwork.
You're going to remember all these bottles and the volumes that they have? You want to write that down? You want to write down 750 milliliter Jägermeister? Paperwork, dude. You really want to do that?
But yeah, I was the night. I almost
didn't even bring up. We were playing Rock Band the whole night. That's what started the story.
Yeah, that you're right. We were playing Rock Band. Just getting shit faced.
I notoriously have very bad rhythm. And I was like, don't worry, guys. The drunker I get, the more my rhythm comes in until I hit a peak and then it quickly drops off.
That's how it is for any like athletic or like any kind of skill thing you have to do.
Any skill based activity. There's a golden spot where I'm like three drinks in, it's like, Am I good at darts? Should I go professional?
Am I good at beer pong?
Every skill-based activity besides talking on a podcast, Christian gets better at with drinking until a certain point. Well,
here's the thing, is I can't talk anyway, so.
That's true.
All right, well, if you can't talk, let's just end the episode. Guys.
That's fair.
Thanks for listening. Margaritas were good tonight.
They were.
The podcast was great, as always.
You're welcome.
Obviously.
If you liked the podcast as much as we did, please share it with your friends.
Give it a like.
It'll be a good... Play it at your New Year's party.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, my God. This episode's not going to air on New Year's, is it?
We'll just...
We're going to take a three-week break.
Are we going to take a break around the holidays?
No, we're going to bulk record, as we do.
Okay.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
I mean, no, we're going to be recording it the night before, so it's always super timely. Yeah, we can't put this around New Year's because my Queen's Gambit reference will be way old. It's already old at this point. I feel like it's been 2 weeks since it came out. Christian, where can they find us if they want to follow us on social media?
I mean, if you want to be cool and give us a follow on Instagram or Twitter, you can do that at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES. Pod.
And Erica, where can they email us in case they want to do that?
You can email us at judgiespod@gmail.com. And, you know, just send us, like, family drama or, like, something you did you're not very proud of or, like, you fucked up today or you want to know if you're the asshole or somebody else is the asshole. You know, just email us some stories and we'll judge you.
My goal is just to settle listener beef.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah, if we could get to that point.
We will be judge, jury, and executioner.
Drama. We're here for it. We love it. We'll let you know what we think.
Listen, guys.
You can remain anonymous.
How many embarrassing stories have Christian and I and Erica told on this podcast?
You guys, plenty. Me? None. I've never done anything embarrassing in my entire life.
So how many... Listen, you guys owe us a few. Type it up, send it in, or share a Reddit story if you find one that's cool.
We'll read it. You should also... what's the thing?
Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and leave a comment.
And leave a review. Review us. Maybe we'll read it.
That helps a lot.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The judges love you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.